It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
I started this podcast because it seemed to be, at the time, the next logical step in my life to teach. And I realized what I did to escape the rat race in such a short period of time. That was not the norm. And with those close to me watching me do it, they wanted to do it too. So I walked them through the steps that I took, just as I've been walking you through the same steps over the last 4 years on this show. And that's essentially how I've ended up here as a guru, or as I like to think of myself as the anti-guru, meaning, you know, to take on the responsibility of telling people how it really is. Sure, I sell an education through the Epic Pro Academy like other gurus sell, but what makes it different is it's a no BS approach. Yes, real estate, it's great. In fact, as you've heard me say many times, real estate is the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at achieving financial freedom. But with real estate being great, that doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean it's automatic and producing financial freedom or if it's without its challenges. You know, like anything worth pursuing, it takes effort. It takes action, inspired action even. The more inspiration behind that action, the better off most people are. And, you know, it's become commonplace for me to receive emails and comments on how this show has inspired them and given them hope. And that's one of the greatest gifts people can give me by sharing the difference that this show has made for them. However, the word hope, that can be a double-edged sword. You see, there are times when you hear or see something that really motivates you. I mean, we've all had these experiences. It could occur while listening to the radio or watching a movie or just walking down the street and witnessing some random act of kindness. Any of those ordinary, everyday things, they might light a spark of optimism so bright that you're not thinking about what's not possible. You're only thinking about what is possible, what could work. That's all you're thinking about. You're not thinking about what couldn't work. You're not thinking that this may not happen or this new idea or inspiration that you have or this may not be the best idea. Those types of thoughts at that moment aren't even in your realm. You're in a state of such excitement, there's no room for the slightest negative thought. You are consumed with this optimism and hope. And this happens to all of us, and it happens frequently. You know what I'm talking about when you're imagining the possibilities of life upon the realization of a goal. Oh my gosh, how great that would be. We've all experienced these moments of optimism and hope, but they can be, and typically are, fleeting. After a certain amount of time, and that time varies with everybody, depending on the situation and depending on the idea, depending on the inspiration. But after a certain amount of time sitting with these random, yet frequent, inspired thoughts, it's only a matter of time before you start thinking, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. That doesn't seem so realistic anymore. The negative thoughts inevitably start to flood in. You think of all the bad things that could happen. Then you think that this might not work out as planned. You even think like, who am I to think I'm good enough to do this? You know, those kinds of doubts are your fears manifesting themselves in your head based on other people's experiences or even your own past failures. You know, face it, you're human. However, don't allow the excuse of being human to sap up your possibilities. Don't let the excuse of being human or what will other people think or I'm not good enough to do this, those types of thoughts, don't let that snatch up your dreams. You know, the next time you feel inspired, use your spark of optimism, that little spark of optimism to your advantage and take some action that you can't retreat from. Take immediate action and put something on the line. To really make a difference in your life, go put something on the line, something that would cause more pain to back out of than the pain of following through. You know, I did this recently with the physique contest that I've talked about here on the show. I declared it to the world on all three of my podcasts that I was going to drop 40 pounds and get on stage for this contest. And because I put so much on the line, I had to follow through. And I'll tell you, I felt like quitting so many times. You know, those beer and hot wings, they were staring me in the face and I was like, I want them, screw this contest. But by doing that and quitting would have caused more pain than persevering. So I persevered. If you find yourself inspired to turn your life around financially, go and make a large investment into that new direction, whether it be a business or real estate or an education or a coach. Make a large investment into that new direction, one that forces you to follow through. If you find yourself, you know, for example, inspired, say, to go visit Paris, go buy a non-refundable plane ticket. You know, when that moment of inspiration, that moment of hope hits you, don't let it go to waste. That's a gift. When you're feeling good, use that feeling to your advantage. Immediately make a commitment to somebody or something that you can't turn your back on. Use your hope and optimism to propel you into action, into a life of financial freedom. I'm Matt Theriault, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.